Hello everybody and welcome to this fantastic new episode. I'm not very good at English, but today we have a special guest for this 11th episode of The Alconos. So maybe you can introduce yourself to us.
Okay, I will. I feel very special and thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.
Really, thank you, guys. My name is Magda Palecznizap and je suis Polonaise. But j'habite America and je travaille in America, okay? So 40 years I spent of my life in the United States. And I am professor in the university and I teach mostly grad programs, MBA, and my specialty is intercultural management. If you would like to hear more about my life, that will take too long. So, but I want to say that I do love Strasbourg. It is unconditionally, and I come here every year for last years. I don't know how many, but many. Okay, so it's most wonderful city, okay? Thank you. I have family here.
Okay. So we have a lot of questions for you.
I see.
with different topic about difference between France and America, because there are a lot of difference between them, and I think you have discovered the two countries for the year.
Well, each country is different, but very different, and you should. One can narrow what differences are most visible or most annoying or most, you know, important, okay? So we have different political system. We have a definitely different, we have different approaches to, things like, you know, equal rights for gays and transgenders and so on. We have differences on issues of abortion or not abortion, etc. So we are different per definition, okay? You cannot just say which one is better or whatever, but how, you would need to narrow which topic you want to address, you know, in which area different civil rights, you know, food, okay? French fries in America and French fries in France, it's like comparing apples to iceberg, you know, so, okay, or French wine and American wine, you know.
French wine is better.
Well, depends. I had one time, well, a little bit questionable, okay, but that was experiment on us. Yes, so it was experimental, shall we say, tasting. But so it needs different education. So you, what differences you would like to focus on, you know? That's the question to you now.
First, we are going to talk about the differences in the electoral system.
Okay, I can explain definitely in the United States. I was telling Ilyana, I am more familiar with the electoral system in Germany, but I know it's very different. We have technically multi-party system, technically, and there are several party systems, but two majorities are Democrats and Republicans, okay? And when elections are won, other parties can participate with their candidates, okay? Green Party usually put some candidates, some other, you know, supporters of fresh flowers or something. But this is not a parties which can really draw much of voters. So the majority of the voters will be between Republicans and the Democrats. And which party wins majority, and this is very interesting because it is popular vote and it is electoral vote. And the current president didn't win a popular vote, but he won electoral votes, because electoral votes are per amount of a voter percentage of the electoral. So when election is done, the with voters in certain states were quite significant because of the size of, you know, Texas has, I don't know, about 18 or something. Don't quote me because I don't remember number. And the other state will have a much less, okay? So those in a state, let's say, in some states, there was a no winning of the president, current president, but the electoral still could vote for the president, okay? And can also vote against, by the way. So it's technicalities that if a that is majority is one of a party, then the electorals will go along the lines, basically, okay? And there were talks about changing the system. Well, maybe when we reach next century, they will be done. It's really written and since the country was, well, actually not since the country was born. It was much later, I don't remember. So it's a significant. And then the other big difference is, and that's I am speaking now more from to compare with Germany, that when, let's say, Republicans won in 2016 and they do not create, or if Democrats won before for 8 years, they do not create so-called coalition governments. Okay?
Yes.
It's a Republican government or Democratic. Very seldom it happens. The president calls for a service from the opposite party to serve in a cabinet. Okay? But normally, you know, it doesn't happen. So all members of the administration, president, cabinet, ministers, are what? From the same party. However, the one interesting thing, president also nominates the what? People to the IMF, who will be running to Federal Reserve System. And this has to go through the what? Senate hearings and also House hearings. And several what? People who were nominated by current president didn't make it. So he keeps nominating another and another. The same is with the Supreme Court judges. And this is very dangerous, okay? Because again, nominations which come. And currently, we have there are 9 judges, and 4 are more liberal. The 5, which 2 of them were nominated by current one, because judges can serve till they die, and they might not be all together, but they, you know. So, and actually, this one judge, forgot her name now. Excellent judge, brilliant judge, Ruth, forgot, just, and she's 86, mind fabulous, her health a little bit deteriorated, and I was worried last night because she was in hospital again, because if she goes out, dies, or cannot function anymore, the current president will try to nominate very conservative anti-abortion, anti the certain things which we accomplish. So there is a very big concern that the famous law, which was what, in 70s, about abortion might be what? Taken from the off the table, so-called, in some, you know. And still, in some states, the abortion, not just the rights, but how and under what circumstances they do vary, very much. So in several states, they make it basically impossible because through the steps which you would have to go, it takes so long that you are getting more pregnant, okay? I mean, it's getting to the point that is really questionable and so on. So, but that is related to the federal system, so we have a federal banking and federal system, financial system, is this federal chairman, which the current one is fighting with or at odds with president who has some deficiency in knowing economics, let's put like this, but the thing is, or long-term thinking, but the thing is that Federal Reserve says that they are lowering interest rate, all banks have to lower interest rates accordingly, okay? And there are 12 regional federal banks. It's a system. So 12, and one of the 12 is in Minnesota. They are on East Coast, in the middle, not so much, and then West Coast. And but they are controlled totally by this federal system. But then each state has additional regulations which are in really do vary from state to state, okay? In terms of not just financial, you know, what type of a loan or what type of a loan you can take or not take, but also other, especially in a civil laws, okay? So some are much better health system, like Minnesota. Some have a better legal system to support women in jobs and in sexual harassment and, you know, all sort of it. The others not so good. So basically, I would say I live in Minnesota 34 years. We lived before in Michigan, and Minnesota is a very progressive state. And people do, you know, try to keep the rights for against slavery and everything, you know. But other states are, you know, not necessary.
Texas.
Well, not necessary at the same wave, you know. So the Texas, you know.
Alabama, no?
Alabama, very much. Very much about Georgia, you know. Mississippi, you know. So my daughter works in Louisiana, in New Orleans. She works for foundation, and she's very much supporting Planned Parenthood, which is not just about abortion, but protection of the health of a woman, you know, keeping healthy, cancer, and so on. And basically, this was, however, good news, because elections, local elections, went, you know, the way which people who were still supporting the what. But access in Louisiana to abortion and access to Minnesota are not comparable, okay? What you have to go through to to have it done and to compare. I'm not saying it's easy and everybody just steps back and gets a little abortion. That's not the point. The point is how women rights are treated here, okay? So, make sense? Am
yes.
I okay?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Another progressive state is not California, is not...
It's very progressive state too, yes. You can in California even try to freeze your body a little bit so it lasts longer, yes, it's the newest thing. Yes, it's a little, you can have migraine, but you know, just cool off, sit in a, and so on. But yes, it's very progressive, yes. No, California is progressive, is progressive, not necessary in education, you know, there are sort of things which is not, I think, taken care well, you know, but it's, yes, it is progressive state. New York state and New York is progressive. East Coast is more progressive. Connecticut, you know, and Massachusetts, that are more progressive states, yes.
So I have another question about the studies in the US. So how are the studies in the US, and are they actually different compared to the
very different, especially your age group. So undergrad, even a high school, and these are different. Generally speaking, in a primary, middle school, high school, the focus is very much in US on sports, Okay, so if you're good in a sport, then you get to the university, which quite frankly, sometimes you shouldn't, because, you know, it just doesn't work like this. But that is, you know, very, sport is a main theme, you know, main, do anything for sport and maybe you get a scholarship in a, you know, university. But the main thing is, and also one thing which I noticed coming from Europe and teaching in Europe before and teaching in some other countries beyond, you know, Poland, that one thing which in the States is so missing is geography. Geography is like science fiction in the States. It seems like they know it's Atlantic and Pacific, and then is maybe London and Paris, maybe Rome, not sure, you know. So it's really, this is a, but it is related to location, you know. The Americans really start going abroad in 70s, start traveling, okay? Mm-hmm. My future ex-husband, I mean his ex now, but he went first time abroad when he was 29 or 30. I went first time abroad when I was 13. So this whole thing, and he was a self-appointed hero, you know, that he did it. So that's the difference. But the big difference is in the colleges, you know, our bachelor degree, it's 4 years. And quite frankly, it is everywhere. It's not just in the United States. This bachelor degree are devalued in a value. These bachelor degrees, I have to tell you, nowadays are what used to be high school diploma everywhere. Mm. If you think that you accomplish big because you have bachelor degree, forget it, really. You have to do something. So, but our bachelor degree, so after this, people have a choice, go to work, okay? And there are a lot of programs, master programs, which are offered for people after 2 years working to do it, like MBA, Master in Business Administration. And they can specialize, you know, between finance, international, human resources. And actually, this is absolutely brilliant, are the specialization in Master in Business Administration of sports events, hospitality, so they narrowing it to the, and that's very, very strong, okay? But if you would finish bachelor degree in United States, you from France, the 4 years, you would come here and you would have to still do more courses to have it, what, register and say, transfer, okay? Mm. Now, we have a lot of students from France everywhere, but they come for one semester and transfer one or two courses, which had to be approved, okay? So that is big problem. I was telling Ilian, we had my university has very strong connections with Norway. We have a busloads Norwegians coming when I started 30 years ago teaching there, okay? In each class, I have a 5-7 Norwegians. About, 8 years ago, this pool was drying, and we don't, because Norwegians, if they would take the 4 years, they go back and they have to make up about a year, year and a half for the courses to match your requirements, okay? So it's a, but if we go to master degree and PhD, you have to narrow it to a particular field, which can be transferred, you know. I don't know if I told you, but there is very interesting one field, which I think is great. The medical degree for doctors from Europe, generally speaking, were impossible to transfer to US. You have to start this whole thing all over. And now, like Hopkins, you know, from Baltimore and other famous, you know, what, clinics. Mayo Clinic is one of the most famous American research and clinic. Also for Saudis, you know, they do everything there. And the thing is that they you can finish in Poland, let's say, 4 years. Yes, and come here. You have to just take a test, you know, to the what, see that with a transfer, basically, especially in a somewhat pharmaceutical areas and so on. And then you have a 2 more years just finish here. So brilliant people with especially in surgery and so on, this is transferable now.
Okay, so the
education.
Educational system is not, you know, very the same in the two places.
Absolutely not. Yes. And we also have to remember that we have now, this is on a map which you took a picture. If you look at this map, you see the population, how is in the United States, because you have to remember, nation is artificial creation. It's political creation, has borders, banks, and so on. But within one state can be several cultural societies. And if you look at this map, you can see that we have, in Minnesota, where I live, we have a lot of people from Ethiopia and Somalia. And I mean a lot. And because of this, our education system does offer special courses for them. And they can do very well. I have them in classes, etc. So, you know, on the East Coast, you have a lot from India. We have in Minnesota, one of the biggest multinational company called 3M. They have about 150,000 people working all over the world for them, if not more. A huge company. They started with this postcards, post notes, you know. You know what I'm talking, yes, right? Yes, yes. Yeah, but then they do now research. Their headquarters are in Minneapolis, and I have several friends there working. I also visited this company in several countries, joint ventures or subsidiaries. You know what is really significant nationality which working in their labs. These are high-tech labs, Russians. Brilliant people come and so there. So we have, Minnesota is incredible diversified. You'll not find it necessary in Texas or others. So we have, you know, it's normal for us, not normal, it's required in every company. I call bank, press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish. Because also a lot from South America, from Mexico, from Cuba, okay? So our population, you know, who is American? Well, original American is Native American. And these groups were really, marginalized. And now, there is last few years, the trend is to, you know, recognize their rights to land, their rights to the, schools in their languages and so on. But it is only recently. My ex-husband was only second generation born in the U.S., okay? You know, our daughter was born in the U.S., and she's third generation because after him, you know, but... the beauty of a system is that because her mother is full blood Poles, I mean full blood, not just little drips, then she has a dual citizenship as I do have. And that's a big change in American system, that you can have a dual citizenship. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So I take the next question.
Next questions.
Yes, Jules.
So what do you think of the legislation change between the states? We'll talk a bit about different states before, but what do you think of this federal system, and it is maybe better or or the unified system like you have in France is better?
I cannot answer this question because I don't know your system, and you cannot say which system is better. Your system serves this society, our system, so it's impossible to say which one is better. You can say maybe which one is more efficient, but it still will be for you or for us. Now, is our system perfect for us? No. Okay? It's a federal system. Is again, this is related to the Supreme Court and so on, federal legal system. But we have federal legal system, we have federal banking system, okay? And the legal system is that, let's say, I have a case in Minnesota, okay? And let's say I committed, crime, not just pick up little purse, but significant. And my system in Minnesota said, I have to be penalized, sent to jail, blah, blah. My lawyer will appeal to the Court of Appeals for the regional system, court of a system, okay? And then let's say they still say I should go to the jail. And I have a lot of money and my lawyer is pushing. And we finally go to the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court will have a final. And after this, you cannot appeal. You can appeal and pray to grandma, But that's the court system, okay? So court system goes like this. The financial, as I explained, we have one federal central bank, and then there are 12 with regional banks. And then each of these 12, there are local other banks which have to obey federal restrictions or regulations. And two are the most important, is a ratio between reserves and I'm not finance person, I'm just talking from, you have to know this. So ratio of a federal reserve, ratio of required reserve to the available capital. See, I'm not sure, but this is something about really how much, what percentage of money which banks is operating has to be on this required reserve. Required reserve means that it's untouchable. Mm-hmm. So if it is a crisis or something, that will be this little pocket. So this is if federal wants to have more money supply in the market, will lower this requirement. Mm-hmm. Think about this. So keep it only 2% of your money doings, right? If they want tighten spending, they will raise it. The other tool is the interest rate. So with the lower interest rate, people buy more, borrow more money. And that can lead to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps to the huge problem and financial crisis when we have a 2008, when people were borrowing money for houses which they shouldn't ever build because they were expensive, they couldn't finish, people lost houses, lost jobs, economy was shrinking. So here is how that. And on the top you will have a state regulations. Let's say each state will say this is what maximum loan you can take or what will be a payment and so on, okay?
Okay, I have just a question.
Next question, okay.
Yes, I have just a question. So we are in live in internet and we have some people who see this and listen to this and who can talk with us. Mm-hmm. So we have a question from Julien Gossa.
He's everywhere.
Julien Gossa.
You met him before when we had this tea at Coffee Break.
A big bearded man with small glasses.
Who offered me their van. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
He just asked, do you see some difference between American and French students? Is teaching different
in these
two systems?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. I do this teaching here for years, and one difference is, which absolutely drives me nuts, is that French students in a class talks when I talk. And I think it. This, I taught all over the world, okay? I really did. In Germany, in Moscow, in Sao Paulo, in Australia, in Italy. I mean, really, nowhere but in France. And they... And this. So I have to say, with pleasure, I kick one out of a class today. Because, let me explain why. How they can listen what I say, and I have plenty to say, and
see
then
a little resemblance between
and you. Then and then talk and then not knowing what they. And another thing is disrespectful. It's a basic. Do you talk to your with someone when your mother is talking to you? Let's start from basis, you know. So yeah, it's a big difference.
Okay.
But I am immensely happy with two groups which I have this year. To compare with other year, these are wonderful. They asking questions. I think that I make them comfortable to ask questions in a not perfect English, because that's not a purpose. And English is my second, third, or whatever fourth language, I understand. So we have a very good time, yes. And they learning something which I said, if you can apply it, then you didn't waste a time. You know, but if you cannot use it, then so yes. So the main difference is, and your students know geography much better. However, there was one interesting thing. I thought that they will know more about European Union, and two guys, one from Ukraine, you know, the one, yes, and the other, they did know a lot, but some others didn't. So it was just a surprise, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all questions from my Verven expert.
Yes. Yes. For now,
he's writing another one. Okay.
I don't know. I don't see it for now.
Okay. Okay.
So I'll let my friend continue.
Okay. So the next question we will ask to you is, how do you think the next crisis will happen and how it will go?
What will go next thing?
Next crisis?
Yes, when?
But what kind of crisis?
Yes.
Economical crisis.
Economical, financial,
political, or what? We are a
green crisis. Insolvency of the individual debts.
Well, there are several types of debts. One is government spending, and that we measure it as percentage of a spending to GDP, okay? And ours is very big. The budget is in a trillions of, the number, you need a more open a door to write these numbers, okay? The other, so, and you can say, well, do they pay? Yes, they pay a percentage, but still they, what? Government borrows more money, you know, and projects and so on, and subsidize. The other is the trade balance. And I, as economist, look at the trade balance very much, because if it is trade surplus, okay, we are good, we are cool, okay, as we say. Means that we sell more and there is demand for what we sell and so on. If we have a trade deficit, then my next question will be with which country and in which area? Is it in a cars way we buying from there, or a equipment, or nuclear energy, or a food, or what? Okay, and that would give me a better what picture. But then it's personal debt, and Americans' personal debt is humongous. There is, on average, just heard this before I came here, which is almost 4 weeks. I just feel, you know, natural. I am from Strasbourg, as I said yesterday. Yes, they were challenging me about something, and I said, I am from Strasbourg, in Dijon, okay? But the thing is that on average, American has a $20,000 debt in a credit cards. $20,000 on average. And I don't like the word average. It's not a good word. It doesn't really, but it gives you idea. $20,000. So trust me, on this Christmas now, push Black Friday, Pink Wednesday, whatever, Red October or whatever, they will be spending, and that will be on credit cards, what a tremendous, when they cannot pay, and they pay interest rate. And interest rates on credit cards are very high. Okay. Yeah. Does it make sense, this answer? So you look at it different, but as soon as I see that country has trade deficit, then I am looking with whom and in what area. That gives me, from international business perspective, better idea what is the business going, okay? The deficit, budget deficit, it's very, what, it's more complicated. But one thing I want to tell you, when 1999 euro was introduced officially, and there were six conditions to pass to be able to use euro, and three conditions, I don't remember three others, but there were like six main and then, you know, 25 more or 50. But three most important was percentage of a budget deficit. And then it had to be no more than whatever number. That had to be GDP growth, minimum 3%. And then was unemployment and inflation. And Greeks didn't pass a test, and that's why they were denied the what? Euro. Then they cheated, like you might occasionally cheat on a test. I am sure you didn't. They never cheat, right?
No, you are aware of this.
Okay, good. Good. That's, yeah, not with you. Yeah, so impossible, right? Because you look there and you see there. Yeah, okay. That's why we are very best friends, okay? So anyway, the thing was that the Greeks in a half year announced officially, Prime Minister Papandreou, to the EU Commission, that they are good. They have now everything they passed. Less budget deficit, more growth. It was magic. They prayed to Greek Zorba, and here it was. Fast forward, when the things did, 2004-08, crisis, it turned that they flatly lied. They submitted piece of a paper with falsified data. Now, UK, Sweden, and Denmark say no, thank you, because they didn't want to participate in this currency for economic, political, and social reasons, okay? So you have these things which, when we talk about currencies, one other thing is good to look on the exchange rates, how it behaves, shall we say.
Okay. So we have more questions, but...
You have more questions, okay.
But we have two main questions about USA and sovereignty over the world. And so what do you think of this US sovereignty?
Supremacy. It's. I believe, this is my personal belief, but if anybody believes that one country can be supreme to the rest of the world, should check IQs, because this is globalization. We codependent. We are interdependent, not dependent. So if we want to introduce some even fantastic policy, we have to have others to support. Think about this. In a business, when you want to introduce change, you have first to build your cheerleaders, as I call it, the people who will believe in this change, right, and cooperate, and then the change can be introduced. Otherwise, you'll be left over to use the power, the military power, or what, economically, size-wise, the Chinese economy in a near future will be bigger than us. I mean, by sheer numbers, by sheer numbers in production, in everything, what? In people who are now, able and capable, not that they weren't before, but do work, and no more cheap labor in China. The cheap labor is now looking in the Philippines or Indonesia, but not China, okay? So I think that whole concept of a one nation supremacy is really what? Ill-conceived. It's unrealistic. I think that other, country which is talking about this is, as you probably know, is UK. They also want nostalgic about, empire. Well, where do they want to find the colonies now? I mean, unless Moon maybe have some, potentials, or Mars, right? But this is, again, appealing to the people who really don't process the facts, okay? Don't process in a longer term what it means. So I personally think that UK leaving EU is nonsense for them. I mean, think about the labor force there. At the moment, hospitality industry and the IT industry and some in the manufacturing is taken by the labor force from EU countries, especially Poland, Romanians, Bulgarians. If, when they are out of it, these people go back. And I would like to see the Brits now serving or being a chef in a hotel, and so on. So this is something which is short-term thinking, but appeals same time to many people. It does, It's same happened in United States, and you cannot prevent. It's all about education, access to information. We are huge country in the States, farmlands, nearest neighbor is 1 hour drive by car, maybe more, okay? I live in urban very much because I was raised, cannot live in cornfields or whatever, but this is what people do live, and farmers work, and then they come and they have programs about, or play games. Now it's, so social interactions in the States are really, I would say, on declining, even in the cities. It's all on my book, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever. It's everywhere, but it's everywhere. I think that how we spend the leisure time, is more the games and the commercials about games. And if you look now, the big merchandise for kids, hello, it's invasion. What is she doing? We're still working. Yeah. Just 5 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have to finish because that is a regulation, right? That comes at a time and has to be at a time. That's very good. Some regulations are very good. Okay. So what I was saying was last thing, I forgot.
About Facebook,
After Facebook. Oh, look what there will be. Check the data, how much will be spent on the play games this year over Christmas period in United States. Check the data after. Out of a curiosity, you might give them extra points for it. Okay, but check it because that you'll see this is the hottest item now.
Okay.
Kids from 5 year old up. Yes.
So,
okay, we're done.
Yes, we are going to finish. Because
we have no choice. We are evacuating.
<Yes. laughs> Normally it's, it's 7, but I don't know why it's before now, today.
It's okay.
So thanks to you to talk with us about this lot of this topic, and it's very interesting to see other
things. Thank you for having me. I hope that I made it clear, not more messy, okay? I hope that at least maybe I call your attention to things, how to verbalize next time and get a better answer, So
yes. Yes.
Okay.
So thanks for listening to us and maybe bon je vais repasser en français pour la fin. Merci de nous avoir écoutés. Merci à toutes les personnes
merci
sur.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci à toutes les personnes sur Ulule et comme d'habitude, n'hésitez pas à nous suivre sur Twitter @alconospodcast. Rejoignez-nous tous les lundis à 20h sur Twitch et abonnez-vous sur Apple Podcast. On est dispo sur YouTube. Voilà. Au revoir tout le monde.
Salut.
Ciao.